Joe and I have had 3 black Labradors, all boys. Well, the first one, Bud, was really Joe's dog. He was 9 when Joe and I started dating, when I lived in a house that had white carpet and a white sofa. It was my girly girl house. My dad called it my little bijou. After my divorce, I just knew that I'd share my life with another husband, and I wanted a period of time when I could live in a more feminine and refined house than would be comfortable for the kind of guy's guy I am attracted to. The first time he came over with Bud, I put blankets down on the carpets and instructed them that he had to stay right over there with all his black dog hair. Joe was diagnosed with lymphoma 6 days after our first date. So within a few weeks, we not only knew that he was going to become very sick from the chemotherapy treatments prescribed for him, but also that we were the one for each other. So he and his black dog moved in with me in my white house. Joe had to stay overnight in the hospital for the second chemo treatment, leaving me at home with Bud, the black dog. I'd never had a dog in my 30-something life, and I was actually a bit scared of him. Poor guy, he must have been pretty uneasy with me, too. In the morning, I had to leave him in the house to go to work in the city. Since Joe's dad was picking him up and bringing him home about 8 a.m., I thought Bud wouldn't be there alone long. Timing is never as expected in the hospital, though, and they were several hours late getting home. In the meantime, Bud had to pee. I'd shut all the doors to the bedrooms and bathroom in the hallway, wanting to keep him as corralled as possible. He tried to get into each room by chewing all of the door jams, as well as scratching at the French door to the backyard before finally relieving himself on the white carpet in the living room. Joe came home to his girlfriend of 1 month's perfect white house with shredded door jams and a big pee spot on the white rug. Oh, no! I guess I passed some kind of test when I didn't completely freak out when he called me at work to tell me, oh well, what were we to do? So he's in the construction industry and got someone to repair the wood, and we had the carpets cleaned. I had no idea I should have made him go for a pee before leaving. About 1.5 years after old Bud died, we got BJ, Buddy Jr. BJ and I were pals. We walked every day together and we played stair ball, a game where he dropped the ball down the stairs and I threw it back up to him. He died suddenly in an accident when he was 5.5 years old. I watched it happen. It was an awful experience. I couldn't sleep for a couple of nights for the flashes of memory that kept coming up. We missed our BJ boy so much. It was a very difficult time. Was there ever going to be another dog who would play stair ball? Was I ever going to love another dog like I did him? Joe asked me, what if I could love another dog even more? Yes, he's a pretty amazing guy. For anyone who doesn't know, labs shed. They shed a lot, all the time. Fur goes everywhere. The furniture, our clothes, I find it in my food sometimes, and fur even sticks to the moist paint in my palate. I mean everywhere. If we don't sweep the hardwood floors for several days, dust bunnies of black dog hair form in the corners. Pretty serious shedding. There came a day after BJ died, a few weeks had passed, when I swept the hardwood floors and there was no dog hair. I was not relieved for the lack of mess. My grief welled up anew. No dog hair meant no BJ. Our dogs bring such great energy to our house and to our marriage. They are family, so easy to love. As Valerie, a student of mine, puts it, there's a special chamber in our hearts for our love of them. But it's still easy to get annoyed by the fur, the mess, the inconvenience. We now have Bo, short for Bojangles. We got him 4 months after BJ died, at 7 weeks old. I first held him at 3 weeks. He's now 4.5, and I believe they share the same spirit, but that's another post. I can honestly say that I have a completely transformed relationship with the dog hair that is all over our world. We have this pup, we have his fur. It's still a great way to look. It's a great way to look at things. A friend one day expressed her exasperation at her son's fingerprints all over the refrigerator. I gently reminded her, she has a son. Even though he never means to, my hubby tracks dirt in the house with his running shoes, and I have an awesome husband. Our big oak tree out front drops leaves all over our yard 365 days a year. Yesterday, Joe was bemoaning how he just cleaned up the side patio and the wind covered it again with leaves. I said, one day we won't live under this tree, Joe said, and when we don't, I will miss it. There's another way of looking at this that helps my perfectionism take a step back. Who says that the one who is messy is the one with a problem? What if the problem is mine, needing everything to be so neat all of the time? I'm all about creating freedom, including for myself. I can help myself free from my perfectionism by reminding myself that what I love will always come with something that will challenge me. Everything in life is a mixed bag, as my godmother, Donna, tells me. I want to be able to be free to enjoy the blessing part of the mix. Right now, Bodoggy is lying flat on his side on his dog blanket on the bed with me as I write, occasionally taking a deep breath and letting it out with a sigh. Yes, there's dog fur on the blanket, and he's an enormous blessing in our lives. He's also great at playing stair ball, even better than when he was BJ. In this moment, his presence feels pretty miraculous. I'll take that over a fur-free life any day. May the magic of believing in miracles bring you joy and delight, too. I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Blessed Solstice, or whatever you celebrate this time of year, and a happy and healthy 2015. I'm so very grateful for you in my life. Love, Kara.